It basically arises because we need to produce more food, more incomes for poor farmers, and we need to produce more nutritious crops. And so we have to intensify food production because we have a limited amount of food and a limited amount of water available. But we have to do that in a sustainable fashion. That's why the two things have to go together. So we have to do it in a way that uses moderate amounts of pesticide or fertilizer. We have to do it in such a way that it's resilient to climate change. We have to do it in such a way that it reduces the amount of greenhouse gas emissions, things like carbon dioxide and methane and nitrous oxide. And we have to do it in a way that improves environmental resources and natural capital.
I understand you have some success stories. What are some examples of where sustainable intensification is actually working?
Part of the approach is to be precise and prudent. This comes from West Africa, particularly Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso. It's called microdosing. And what you do here is you put the fertilizer in the cap of a soda bottle. It could be a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi-Cola or whatever bottle. And you put that in the hole before you plant the seed of the maize or other crop. That means you get exactly the right amount of fertilizer to the plant, and the plant grows very well, and you get a high yield. And it turns out also that it reduces the susceptibility to drought. So instead of spending a lot of money on a lot of fertilizer and spreading it all over the land, you just buy precisely the amount of fertilizer you need for each plant, and you put it in the hole. There's a tree called Phytherbia, and this tree is a leguminous tree, so it takes in nitrogen and so it provides fertility to the soil. But it has the curious habit of shedding its leaves in the wet season. So you can plant maize underneath the trees, and they're not shaded, and they grow up, and you can get 2 or 3 tons of corn per hectare. And in addition, because the leaves, when they fall down, go into the soil, they put carbon back in the soil. So it's a very good way of getting the carbon back into the soil. So it's a kind of win-win-win.
This sounds really good. How are small-scale farmers responding to these techniques?
They're responding well, providing they get a good return and it's not expensive, and providing it's not too complicated. And so that is catching on quite fast in West Africa as a way of planting corn. I think one needs to understand that these are good solutions, but you have to ensure that they're relatively easy to use, that they increase incomes and production, and that they're cheap, and that the farmers can see a real benefit.
What is New Rice for Africa, and how has it been embraced by farmers?
Well, the New Rice for Africa is a cross between two species of rice. One of them is the Asian rice, and the other is the African rice. And they've been crossed using a technique known as tissue culture to produce a new rice, which is called the New Rice for Africa, or Nerica. And this has the characteristics of both kinds of rice. In other words, it is very suitable for African conditions. It grows in drought conditions. It grows in the uplands. It smothers the weeds. It's relatively resistant to pests and diseases. And then as it grows up, it becomes like the Asian rice and produces high yields. So you can get 3 or 4 tons per hectare in Africa growing this new kind of rice, compared with the just 1 ton per hectare you'd have got from the African rice alone.
That's good. That brings up my next point, the sustainable intensification. As you mentioned, it seems like it is environmentally friendly. And also on a long-term basis, how will this continue to produce more food?
If you use less pesticide, less fertilizer, less water, it's going to be cheaper in the long run. So farmers can continue to use these inputs. It's also going to mean that there is less environmental damage. So, for example, if you use too much pesticide or pesticide of the wrong kind, you will encourage the natural enemies of pests. And so the pests will get worse. But by using only small amounts of pesticide, or by using biological means of control, or by breeding into the crop better pest resistance, you'll be able to go on producing crops over a long period.